Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Holloman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Holloman. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kai Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ed McGee. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Groth reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Groth scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dyke moves to third. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyke scores. Elliott moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to third. Philly moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobo Holloman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGee moves to third. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGee scores. Suter moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Suter scores. Astroth moves to second. One out. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Don Larson now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunter moves to third. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Babe bunts towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Babe moves to second. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Larson reaches third base with a triple. Young goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Chance covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dyke. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Juist hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Babe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wertz scores. Young moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Young moves to third. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe juggles the ball. That's an error on Babe. Young scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larson moves to second. Carl Scheib now pitching. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a fly ball towards left. McGee settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McGee. Elliott moves to third. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a line drive into left field. McGee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGee. Elliott scores. Wertz moves to third. Moss moves to second. It's 7-2, Browns. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Roy Sievers. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Young is walked intentionally. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Larson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Groth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hunter hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Babe hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Suter reaches second base with a double. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. Astroth moves to third. It's 7-3, Browns. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.